Page 94. Exam preparation. Listening practice 4. Online communication. You are going to hear about different forms of online communication. Listen and choose the correct answer.
Good evening and welcome to Family Life. I'm Jill Johnson, here with you as always on Tuesday evenings. My guest tonight is psychologist Dr. Hugh Graham, whose book Cyberspace Connections has just been published. Dr. Graham, before we discuss the book, could you define the term cyberspace for our listeners?
Certainly. Cyberspace refers to the virtual. That is the artificial environment in which communication over computer networks occurs. So when, for example, we send emails, we are sending them through cyberspace.
Thanks for that explanation. Now, in the book, you write in great detail about various forms of online communication, from simple emails to sites dedicated to hobbies, politics, or games, and social networking sites such as Facebook and MySpace, and much more. So would you say that, in general, cyberspace communication enhances our lives?
Yes, I think it certainly does. There are many benefits of online communication. For instance, it's made it possible for families and friends separated by long distances to stay in contact with little or no lag time. They can write emails, post snapshots and videos for each other on photo-sharing sites, chat via live instant messaging sessions, and even watch each other live by using a web camera while they type to each other or during internet-enabled phone calls. Also, being online can be enormously important for people who are housebound due to illness or disability, or who live in isolated areas. And strangers, who a few years ago would have had no way of getting to know each other, can now build online friendships and virtual communities based on common interests or activities.
I assume that most of our listeners use email frequently, but some might not be so familiar with the idea of a virtual community.
Well, we can define a community as people gathering together to live, work, or play. We're all part of various communities, such as a neighborhood, a school, or a workplace. A virtual community is not that different from an actual community. Teenagers, who live in the same town, for instance, and meet at the shopping center to hang out, as they call it, form a community. And when they hang out at an online site, they're also forming a community. For example, my 15-year-old daughter is a huge fan of a certain band. For quite a while, she's been a regular visitor to their website, where she chats with other fans. They discuss the band, of course, but they also share thoughts and opinions about a wide variety of other subjects. Last year, when the band announced that it would be performing in London, she and several other kids decided to meet and attend the concert together.
Let me interrupt you right there, because parents are terrified by the very idea of their kids personally meeting online friends. We've all heard horror stories of, for instance, older men portraying themselves online as younger boys or girls and enticing teenagers to meet them, occasionally with disastrous results.
Yes, sadly, there have been some terrible incidents. And some people definitely take advantage of the fact that they can hide behind a false identity online. That's why it's extremely important for everyone, and not just teenagers, to follow some basic safety rules. never give out your home address or phone number, for example. And if you do agree to personally meet an online acquaintance, never do so alone or in a non-public place.
I've got a friend who belongs to an online dating service, and when she meets someone for the first time, it's always in a crowded restaurant on a main street, and she always tells her friends where she'll be.
I think that's wise of her.
Yes, it's important to take precautions when meeting someone who you have got to know online. Now, in your book, there's a chapter on online role-playing games, and you discuss some research findings. Could you explain what role-playing games are?
Certainly. Role-playing games are hypothetical situations in which people are given a problem to solve. Millions of people around the world are involved in multiplayer online role-playing games, and a recent study found that a great percentage of the players form strong emotional bonds with each other. They say that they benefit from the teamwork and encouragement they experience during the games.
That's very interesting. But isn't it as important for people to experience all of that through their daily concrete reality?
Yes, it definitely is. I think that it's very important that online communication be in addition to, not a replacement for, personal face-to-face connections.
It's certainly been wonderful meeting you face-to-face, but we're out of time. Listeners, stay tuned for the news.